book out loud.
Yeah, I can't. It would be hard enough, I think, to read your own work out loud, but then to read that story. You've gotten a lot of good reviews, a lot of good blurbs.
I have. I've been really, I can't even tell you how blessed I've been, the support I've gotten for this book.
Kirkus, which is to me it's the iconic oldest book review the library uses, called it courageous and insightful, a raw and powerful account from a survivor of unspeakable abuse. David Pelzer, the author of the classic child called It, and Arianna Huffington have given you really fantastic blurbs. Are you doing a lot of appearances?
Not yet. I'm just starting to book different readings and things like that. I wanted the book to come out and, you know, have somebody know I exist before I scheduled book readings where no one was there. So I'm starting to do that now.
Are they talking about a second printing?
I don't know. It's doing quite well, the book.
It's doing incredibly well. We have 14 holds on our copies already at the library here. So
that's
I think
great.
We're going to be having to get some more copies.
Good.
What else would you like to tell us about your story, about your, I don't know, is the weather gorgeous in California? We've had snow again.
It's always gorgeous here in California. I feel so. I miss fall back east, though. I miss you guys. You know, I think that what I want to add, you know, people get stuck on the abuse part, you know, and all the headlines are about the abuse part of the book. But it's really not a story about abuse. It's a story about overcoming adversity. You know, Dr. Phil had a great thing that he said. He said, it's a book for anyone who wants to read about self-determination. Because that's this story. This is a story about making a decision, no matter what you're going through in your life, making a decision not to give in to despair, to actually say, no, I want more from life, and I'm going to fight for it. It is amazing what you can achieve and what you can overcome if you set your mind to it, and then you believe that you can do it. So that is really the message to take away from this book in the end.
Determination is a word I would have used to describe you back in high school. You always seemed like you knew what you wanted, you knew how you were going to get it, and you did it.
I would agree. And when I got out of high school and college and got bombarded with all of the mental illness that came as a result of this abuse, I sort of had a delayed reaction to the mental illness that was part of this abuse. You would not have recognized me from the person I was in high school. I was a mess for many, many years. But somewhere inside of me, I still did have that determination that I was going to figure it out. And that's really what I want to impart to people. It's what I see as a therapist, is that not enough people demand more of themselves and of their lives and set about to go and get it. And people can overcome so much more than they realize.
Okay, if people want to get in touch with you, you have a website?
I do, yeah, and there's a place on there that people can send me messages if they need to.
Okay, it's Michelle Stevens with a V, PhD.com.
Correct.
And you're on Facebook and Twitter and
YouTube. I've got a lot of
For
people who are survivors, I've got a lot of good videos to help people learn more about trauma. I have a charity called Post Traumatic Success that's online. You can find that through my website. That's constantly putting in new information about trauma and how to overcome it.
Is there anything else that you want to get out there, or
shout out to you know, all my lovely friends back in Hunterdon County.
Well, we sure'd love to see you again. So if you ever make it to the East Coast,
yes, I will try to plan a book signing sometime when it's warm.
We have a couple weeks in July that are usually warm and not rainy.
Yeah, so I will try to plan a book signing and let everybody know when that's happening.
Yeah, we would definitely love to see you. Well, thank you so much for being willing to talk to us, because I know it's very early in the morning where you are.
Yes, I got up bright and early for you, Jenny.
Thank you so much, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll keep watching. We'll see you on Dr. Oz in a few weeks.
You'll see me on Dr. Oz. I won't be on until July.
July. It'll be warm here then.
Okay.
All right, you take care, and you have a great birthday with your son.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Okay, that was Dr. Michelle Stevens, the author of Scared Selfless. And the book is available at the Hunterdon County Library if you want to place a hold on it. It's for sale at all major retailers also.
Just want to comment, you did a very nice job with that interview. You might have missed your calling here.
You think?
I think you could have been a good interviewer. You asked all the good questions. The one thing I was wondering when you were talking to her was how she said all the memories started coming back. I wonder, have they all come back?
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if you ever think occasionally she remembers something else comes back.
I have to tell you, it was very tough to read the book. And Mary Ann, who's running Maker's Day, was also a good friend of Michelle's in high school. And we knew her as Moochie. I'm not sure what she prefers these days. But that was her. That was the name we knew her by.
Mm-hmm.
And
why Moochie?
I don't know. It's talked about in the book.
Okay. She's an incredible woman. She has a great message. I mean, it's a very important message. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, so definitely take a look at the clips on Dr. Phil. And I did forget to ask, because I've got all these notes that I've scribbled all over. They were neatly typed up, but then. She's in this week's People with Prince on the cover. And if you go to Amazon, you know, they suggest you buy a book with the book. And people who bought her book also bought Prince's Mati Garcia's book, The Most Beautiful Life, My Life with Prince. And at the time that we were friends, Prince was a huge, huge influence on my life. So I thought that was kind of the juxtaposition. Was
interesting.
Yeah, kind of eerie.
Why don't we go to our commercials a little early, and then we can... I still have Today in History, if you want to do that.
Oh,
we
sure,
can finish
up
the book sale and some other...
Okay.
Business.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started.
We aborted that last commercial. Why?
I did, because I'm not supposed to play it till the end of the show. I just wrote a list of the numbers.
That's then. Okay. That's not the end of the world. To give them double
extra plug.
The airtime for the. I'm sure it's for a good cause. Okay, it's time for Today in History. A little delayed version. A delay in history. A delay in history. Today in history. I asked Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, March 23rd. Throughout history, then also I only have people who were born on this date. Jennifer, people who were born on March 23rd, I know them by their name. Let's see if you do. I think you're going to only get one.
Can I tell you real fast? Yesterday on Dennis and Judy on 101.5, they were playing Dead or Alive, and they had a list of people, and you had to guess if they were dead or alive.
Really?
We should do that sometime.
We should, actually. I was thinking that would be a good round for trivia. Was it hard?
It was, because it was somebody like Olivia de Havilland, who's 101 living in Paris.
She's alive?
Yeah, see?
I think that's interesting.
Oh, I hope Kiko's not listening.
Olivia de Havilland is still alive?
Yeah, as we speak.
And she lives in London?
Paris.
Oh, Paris. Maybe.
Like Madeline.
Something about living abroad.
Maybe. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to 1775. What famous words were uttered at St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia on this date in 1775?
Were they uttered by Patrick Henry?
They were.
Give me liberty or give me death.
How'd you know that?
I'm pretty good with Revolutionary War. Right, and I have an aunt who thinks she traced their family back to Patrick Henry.
So you think you're related
to
Patrick
Henry?
No, I
know I'm not related to Patrick Henry.
Why? Why is it so far-fetched?
Because you don't know my aunt.
You got to be related to somebody.
I do.
Okay, 1806, Jennifer. What happened on this date? What happened on this date during Lewis and Clark's expedition? What's the big thing that happened on this date, March 23rd, 1806?
Did they cross the Mississippi River?
No.
Did one of them die?
No.
Okay.
Did one of them die on the expedition?
No,
They started their trip back home.
Oh.
So they had made it. And they started heading back home.
Home sweet home.
I know that you never would have gotten that one.
No.
Okay, Jennifer, what was installed at 488 Broadway, New York City on this date in 1857?
1857, 488 Broadway. What was installed? That's downtown-ish.
I'll give you the man's name, the inventor, and you'll know immediately. Elisha.
Oh, the first elevator.
How'd you know that? You knew Elisha Otis's name by his first name? Are you related to Elisha Otis?
I am not, but I figured it out before you got there.
What is founded on this date in Milan, Italy in 1919?
Founded. La Scala?
No.
Opera House?
Mm-mm.
Don't know.
Something notorious.
Something notorious.
By Benito Mussolini.
Not the Communist Party, but a...
Fascism.
Fascism.
The fascist political movement. Okay, finally born on this date, Jennifer, in 1874, J.C. Leyendecker.
J.C.
who?
Leyendecker.
1874. 1874. J.C.
Leyendecker. Why do you know?
I only know him because he is a contemporary of Norman Rockwell.
He must be an artist, then.
He's an artist that did many Saturday evening post covers. And actually Arrow shirt advertisements.
Really?
I remember that, yes. But he was famous for doing very cut-built young men.
I see.
Yes, D-U-C. In 1949, Rick Ocasek was born.
Who?
Rick Ocasek.
Oh, Rick Ocasek.
But this is the only one I thought you'd get.
Oh, give me a hint.
He is in the music business.
Nope.
You and Mucci must have listened to him back in high school. That would have been about the era. Rock, lead singer of a rock group. The Cars.
Oh, really?
Did you ever listen to The Cars?
I did, but I wouldn't have. I didn't know his. That's not who I would have guessed. Was
Rick Ocasek. I think he wrote most of their songs and was their lead singer.
Okay.
Name a Cars song.
Shake It Up.
There you go. Rick Ocasek was singing right that song, Jennifer. Hmm. And finally, I only bring this up for one reason, and I'll tell you why after you identify who this person born on March 23rd, 1964, Hope Davis.
That name sounds familiar more than any of the others.
I don't actually remember anything she was in, but I'll tell you why I brought. She's an actress, is correct.
All right, will you tell me why, and I'll look up what she was in.
The reason, and you can look her up now, is many people have told my wife she's a dead ringer for her.
Your wife's also a dead ringer for, well, shorter dead ringer for Elizabeth Gilbert.
Is she?
I think so. Don't you think they look alike?
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll tell her that, of course, of course she's not listening.
No, she does. You're right. She does look like Lori. She looks more like Lori.
You look like
then.
Hope Davis?
Yeah.
Are you looking at pictures of Hope Davis?
Yeah. She was in About Schmidt, American Splendor, Arlington Road.
Yeah. So I don't. My wife isn't very flattered by that. I don't know. But Hope Davis. Actually, they're about the same age. Hope Davis is only 6 months older.
She looks older.
Maybe they were separated. Maybe they're twins. Oh, no.
No, she looks much older than Lori.
Okay. More than 6 months? I'll tell Lori that, too.
You're
get on Lori's good side for some reason.
I'm always on Lori. I've never been on Lori's bad side, have I?
No.
If I was,
you actually
have.
Aware.
I wasn't aware if I was.
She also says I'm too mean to you.
Thank you. I know. We have long talks. You and Glenn's wife, we have long talks, too.
Glenn's wife? Why? Yes. Glenn's mean to you?
No, Glenn's not mean to me. But it takes a lot. It takes a village to raise Glenn.
Why is that? Good. Say it on the air.
No. He's just one of those guys who needs a lot
Glenn
of help through
life.
Glenn
is our security. What's Glenn's title at the
he
library?
He is a security guard clerk driver.
So he works at the Huntington County Library?
Yes.
And is that all we're saying about the Glenn?
He's a great guy.
Okay.
A great all around.
A little shout out for Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn ever listened to the radio?
No.
The show?
See, that's why Glenn needs me and Cheryl to help him through life.
Okay. Let me go back to the book.
Yeah,
sales,
I didn't mean
Jennifer.
To interrupt you. But
that's okay. It was a wonderful interview. I'm saying.
All right. What do you
again.
Need from me?
Nothing. I think anybody listening, if you check Thank the archives, you. Put the archives on our Facebook page.
No, we do. Amy Jo does,
because that was a professional. I don't think Oprah Winfrey, whoever does this for a living, Barbara Walters, who's famous interviewers, David Frost.
Oh, you're comparing me to David Frost now.
I'm thinking of famous interviewers.
I know.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank you. Yes, I should. Something Michelle said resonated with me. You have to demand more of yourselves.
I think I don't demand enough
of myself.
It's an amazing story how she's so healthy and so, despite all of her issues.
Yeah, definitely check out her website. And she radiates this. I should have said it to her, but she radiates this positive.
So it's a great message for everybody that's gone through trouble. Like, I'm broken, I can't be fixed, or it's not true.
No, you can be.
Yep. Very good. Okay, Jennifer, the book sale.
The book sale.
So I said went to tonight books. Let's just move on to the sale itself, Jennifer. It's going to be Saturday, April 29th, 2017, at the Fairgrounds, the 4-H Fairgrounds, located on Route 179 in Ringo's. The hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., unless you're a friend of the Huntington County Library member or want to pay an early bird admission of $20. Then you can get in 2 hours early. You can get in at 8 a.m. and get a head start on all the books and DVD. Get a head start on all the books.
This is delaying, Jennifer.
What?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
This is delaying.
What happened?
Can you put the headphones on?
Oh, I see what happened. Oh, my goodness.
What did you do?
I don't know. Somehow the rewind came on or something. Or the radio, the broadcast came on. That was really
And it was
weird.
Like on a 3-second delay just in case you cursed or something?
I have no idea. That was really
It's
strange.
Doing it again. It was like on a 3-second delay just in case you cursed.
Why
is it keep
doing that? All right.
Our Jennifer worked for our production issues. I love to hear the sound of my own voice, Jennifer, but
we know.
That's getting a little ridiculous.
That's really weird.
So the items that will be for sale at the book sale, they'll have hardbacks and paperbacks. They'll have children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs, and video games, and sheet music. So that's what's available at one of the largest book sales on the East Coast, and I'm not exaggerating. So Saturday, April 29th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is always half price day. So everything that wasn't sold on Saturday, if you want to be patient and take that chance, Jennifer, you get it for half price on Sunday. Great savings there. And then Monday, they've added Monday, May 1st, as Bag Day. You thought half price day was a good deal. Wait till you hear what Bag Day is. For $5, we'll give you a bag, like a grocery bag, like a paper grocery bag.
It's a paper grocery bag. I actually went last year, and I was able to fill it pretty
you
well
can
for
can fill that bag for $5.
Oh, $5, that's right.
Isn't it $5?
It's $5, yes.
What did you think it
was? I said $10.
No. For $5, you can fill that bag, as long as you can carry it out. If in that bag, you can. I'm sure you can be heaped over the top.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Monday, May 1st, Bag Day, and that will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll provide the bags. So this is the Friends of HAL Book Sale. We've been doing this for several years, maybe 20 years now. Has it been 20 years?
Yeah, seems like it. And we started in tents outside on the library in the lawn.
Yes. And just a quick thank you. The money raised from the annual book sale benefits your local library and its patrons. Not only is the book sale the Friends' main fundraiser and a big community event. Something's cut off there, and I've got to figure out what it is. Whether you make a donation, volunteer your time, or just come and buy books, your support is greatly appreciated.
And the Friends are supporting, they're funding Makers Day in fall, along with ShopRite and Hunterdon. And ShopRite of Hunterdon also donated the food last night. It was a wrap-up party for the Adult Winter Reading Club at the North County Branch. And they had a little wrap-up party where people could discuss the books they read in the ShopRite of Hunterdon, donated refreshments for that as well. So we thank them. All right, I just heard the door beep, which means Jim Gano is here. So thank you for listening. And again, thank you, a big thank you to Michelle Stevens for sharing her story and being willing to come on the library show after Dr. Phil. My goodness. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His identity is known to the police and MI5, and when operational considerations allow, he will be publicly identified.
British Prime Minister Theresa May there confirms the man who attacked outside Parliament yesterday was a British citizen. Three people died when the terrorist attacker drove a car into a crowd on a bridge near Parliament, then stabbed an unarmed policeman. Among the three people killed was an American. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints confirming Kurt Cochran is one of the victims, and he'd been serving as a missionary in London. His wife, Melissa, was also injured in the attack. The House will vote on a Republican health care plan today, and the White House has a message.
If you want to see Obamacare repealed and replaced, this is the vote. This is the time to act.
White House spokesman Sean